Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Jay. We just interviewing Boris. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay, and we just interviewing Boris in Ohio about important issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. ¿Habla español, señor?
Sí.
Mi nombre es Juan Rodríguez. Okay,
¿cómo está?
Mucho gusto, señor. Mi nombre es Juan. Muy bien, gracias por preguntar. ¿Y usted cómo le va? ¿Ya casi termina el día? Mi nombre es Juan Rodríguez, señor. Solo estamos llevando a cabo una muy breve encuesta acerca de los problemas que están afectando el área en donde usted vive, en Ohio. ¿Sería tan amable de compartir su opinión con nosotros? No le voy a quitar mucho de su tiempo. Solo para asegurarnos que tenemos una muestra representativa, ¿podría decirme si está usted en la edad entre 18 a 29, de 30 a 49, de 50 a 64 o 65 años o más?
¿Puede
ser tan amable?
Menos.
Dígame.
No más tengo 51.
Okay, gracias, muy amable. Okay. ¿Desea continuar en español o quiere continuar en inglés?
Nomás que hablas muy pronto y todavía tengo problemas oyendo. Okay.
Now we can continue in English if you want.
Okay, bueno, that's good. English is fine.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Okay, let me go back real quick, okay, sir? So you are between 50 and 64, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
I put Latino, Hispanic.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election, sir? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me. Now, it is still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, how likely would you say that you are to vote on that election? Very likely. Somewhat likely. Maybe.
I am going to vote for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
likely.
I will be heavily likely.
Very
really
likely.
Likely.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States as a nation, to the best of your knowledge? I'm going to read a list real quick, and you
no,
can
I'll tell you.
One of them. Okay,
it's our interference in world affairs. We need to keep our nose out of other people's business.
Understood, sir. And I appreciate you sharing that. But real quick, just for the sake of the research, okay, and I require three, but better let me read real quick, okay, sir? I do have that option here, so I'm going to select that. But real quick,
okay.
Jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, and here's the one you're talking about, foreign policy, right? That's the one you were referring to? And
yes.
Socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine with the war, with the Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relationship, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety or mass shooting, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, Donald Trump, disinformation, propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine. So we stick with the foreign policy, right? According to your knowledge,
right.
That's the worst issue that is affecting the nation at this moment. Now, sir, when do you decide
but see,
that
hold
you
on,
will definitely...
Hold on real quick there. Hold on. You got... You
I'm
say
listening.
Foreign policy. You say foreign policy, but you can translate that to anything you want. You can put it... You and your constituents... You guys can turn that around and say, well, political
Right, but you can tell me what's your opinion, sir. I'm just selecting what you
Well, I know I can tell you my opinion, but if you're not going to write it down as such, you can manipulate it any way you want.
No, I will write it down, sir. Okay, that's what I'm saying, foreign policy. And I ask you, is that the one you're referring to? You say yes. But if you change your mind, you want to go ahead, sir. I'm writing it down. So the biggest issue...
Listen. Do you understand what I'm telling you, though?
Yes, I
do. If I say foreign policy, and you guys just put it down as foreign policy, well, then underneath the little drop-down box, you can put whatever you want under there. But my foreign policy issue is we don't keep our nose in out of other people's business. Like, what are we doing in Ukraine? We have no business over there. Joe Biden has his people over there and his money. I don't have any money over there except for what I'm sending that I did not agree to.
Understood. I'm ready to use that.
You can use it any way you want, but my idea of foreign policy is we have our nose in so many other people's business. Look at Hamas and Israel. We ain't got shit over there. What are we doing over there? Getting people killed. We ain't got no reason to be over there. What about South Korea? We ain't got nothing over there. Why are we over there?
Understand.
So you can put anything you want in your Dropbox, in your computer. You can put foreign policy. You don't put down really want. It'll be no good.
No, understood. That's the reason why I put that problems. We have to keep our nose out of other people's business. I do not agree with us supporting the war in Ukraine, and we have no business in Hamas in Israel. Is that okay, sir?
Very good. Yes.
Okay. Let me move forward, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote on this year's election, on the election day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election? When do you make that decision?
Months and years before the election.
Thank you, sir.
When they tried to impeach Trump the first time in 2016, I knew right there he was my president. And he will always be my president. I do not consider Joe Biden my president, as he has not done anything to help me and America.
Thank you for sharing that. Just in a few words, sir, if you have to narrow it down, just the one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Ohio? Just in a few words.
One that just happened?
Yes, sir. The one that referred to on the 2023? Yeah.
I think that recreational marijuana ought to be legal due to the fact that it helps more individuals than it causes harm.
Okay. So that was one of the recent, right?
Yeah, well, that was on that one. And then there was the abortion. There was the abortion, what was it?
Yeah, it's an abortion issue. Right. We're going to talk about this. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And on that abortion issue, I don't think it's right that the government has the right to tell people, but this U.S. government has always had their nose in everybody's business.
Okay.
But
how you mentioned that?
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about that as we move forward. But if it's okay with you, we'll leave it at that. And here's a summary. One of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio, please indicate how you vote on this issue. Now, issue one, summary, it says provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allows the state to restrict abortion after a fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one.
Hey, buddy, you're running out of time. I only got like 2 minutes before I got to get off here.
Okay. Now, based on the summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes. On issue one or no on issue one?
Issue one, I voted no. On issue two, I voted yes.
Okay, hey, what did you vote no on issue one? It's just in one or two words?
Women's rights.
Okay, thank you, sir. No, women's rights. We're almost done, believe me. Now, moving on.
The women should have the right to
to choose an abortion whenever they want.
You say you vote no on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly do you decide how you were going to vote on that issue one? An election day, a few days before election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Probably a few weeks before the election.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to reach you real quick some different ways that people might have heard about the elections this year. Please tell me, sir, whether you experienced these things and this election cycle. Did you get your information about the election through the English language TV ads, through the Spanish language TV ads, okay, the English language radio ads or the Spanish language radio ads?
English.
Or English, okay, radio. And English language online digital ads and videos on YouTube or Spanish? Do you get any of the information about the campaign?
Yeah, sometimes I listen to Univision.
Okay, Univision, right. And how about social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook? Do you receive any information about
that? No, that's all fake news.
And phone calls or texts from volunteers, do you receive any of them?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hang up on them just as much.
Okay. And how about someone coming to your door? You get some of that?
No, I did not have any. Come on, dog, go ahead.
Billboards and yard signs. Did you sell a lot of those?
No, I refuse to have them.
Direct mail. Do you receive any direct mail about the campaign? Do you experience
that? Yes.
Okay. And the family members or friends were talking about the election?
Yes.
Okay. And how about churches or social clubs and the community groups? Did they mention the election?
No, I don't participate in biased news.
No. And when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as I believe to be the most
relatives?
Friends and family? Is that correct?
Friends and family.
Okay. Now, do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this election, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, at any point during the campaign, change your mind and how you will vote on issue number one, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and did you, and why was that, sir? Can you mention one or two things, the reason why?
Because I am stubborn, and I am Latino, and when I have that in my head that I'm going to do something, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, and Latino.
So if that's what I'm voting at, that's what I'm going to vote at. Porque ya lo dije. Ya lo dije, eso es que voy a hacer, es todo.
Once you make up your mind, I understand, you go for it. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and again, why? Should I write the same reason?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because you're Latino and stubborn, and once you make up your mind. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, sir, I'm going to read you real quick a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue on debate on Ohio on issue number one. After I read each message, please, sir, let me know if you find that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Now, the first message was both Joe Biden and Donald Trump opposed partial birth abortion and late-term abortion. But if issue number one passes on the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the woman, out of the womb of the mother. Now, Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
No, convincing.
Not at all convincing?
No, convincing.
Oh, very convincing? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to, or to have the abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find these arguments, sir, very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
somewhat completely.
Okay, and how about your daughter? And remember, this is what they mentioned, okay? By no means we're doing this. Now, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Now, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help to get her to this, but these activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change, meaning you could be cut off of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, and not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Somewhat convincing, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But there is a law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And the last one. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. And it ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of the decisions. Do you find these arguments are very convincing? Somewhat convincing, not very, or not at all convincing?
No, not very.
Not very convincing. Thank you, Sid. Now, moving on. Now, I do appreciate your patience. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans.
Okay. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote on the 2024 elections? Or you stick with the same one you picked the other one? We have to stick with our nose out of everybody's business? So, because it's the same list that I have, you know,
okay,
when it comes.
Yeah, well, and if or if they keep on trying to, if they keep on trying to persecute Trump, that will make me vote for him even harder.
Okay.
That would make me tell other people to vote for Trump because there's a reason why they don't want him in office.
Okay, and can I phrase it like this? And if they continue prosecuting Trump, that would make me to want to vote for him even more.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on, we're almost done, believe me. Now, if you have to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Now, can you pick one out of those three? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States? If you have to pick one of them, which one would you pick?
Number one.
Number one? Thank you. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally and determine how would you vote in the November 2024 election? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United, and you already make it clear, sir, okay, but I'm required to read verbatim, but if the November 2024 election for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party for nominee for the U.S. Senate, from who would you vote?
Sherrod Brown. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. I don't know.
It depends who's the runner-up.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, if the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided? You mentioned you will vote for Donald Trump, right?
Donald Trump, yes.
Okay, and why will be that? The reason why? It's just one or two things, so I can record that?
He is for Americans, not big companies. not bureaucratic business.
Mm-hmm. And not be companies and bureaucratic business. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Sir, just a couple of more questions, and we're finished with the interview. In what country were you born? In the United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Spain?
United States.
United States, okay. And in what country were your parents or grandparents were born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Dominican Republic,
United States.
United States, thank you. Now, moving on. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most, with the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party? Which party you identify
the Republican Party.
The Republican. And do you consider
yourself? I switched parties in 2008 after Obama got out of there. Or after the, when Trump got in, that's when I started voting Republican.
Understood. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative,
yes,
or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
No, very conservative. I'm sorry.
Very conservative. Okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25? Between 25 and 50? Between 50 and 75?
Between
75 and
100? Between 25 and
50. Okay. Thank you. And the last, I'm sorry, and remember that this is for a study only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but what is your gender, male, female, transgender, female, or non-binary?
Male.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Have a good night. Thanks.
Likewise, sir. Thank you.